discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
It has been 10 years since the album Over and Underneath was released, and a band called 10th Avenue North first brought encouragement and a refreshing sound to a global audience with songs like By Your Side and Hold My Heart. A decade later, there's some new faces and so many incredible songs, but the heart for ministry has never been stronger, and you can still see without a doubt they are having fun up there on that stage. The one and only Mr. Mike Donaghy joins us today to talk decades, their newest EP called The Things We've Been Afraid to Say, and a tremendous Christmas tour that just might be headed your way called Decade the Halls. What an absolute treat to have you here, sir. Welcome to On the Road.
Thank you, Ryan. It's been 10 years and I feel young and free, fancy footloose free. How's it going?
Sir.
The road's wearing on me, bro. I'm like just feeling old, you know?
You don't sound a day over 85, man.
But a decade, which is perfect setup for the Decade the Halls tour, you know what I'm saying?
When you think about it that way, though, I mean, 10 years, does that feel real or does that feel almost otherworldly?
No, bro. We'll never be able to experience time correctly because we're not meant for time, right? We're meant for the eternal now in the presence of the Lord. And so that's why, like, time seems to fly by and it also seems to stand still because we just... Maybe we're just not meant for it.
Oh, that's Lewis-esque, isn't it? That's very C.S.
Lewis.
Oh, bro,
don't even get me started on some Lewis now.
One thing that I've honestly wanted to ask you about for some time, and I never actually have. I've read it many different places, of course, but it's interesting, right? We listen to the radio every day, our favorite bands. We hear the names of the band, and we really don't even think about it anymore. But 10th Avenue North itself, is that really, does that come from a street in Florida? Is that true or is that fake news?
It has to be real because it's a terrible band name. If there's anything I regret, it's the day we looked at that sign and went, yeah, that'll do. We'll change it later. Alas, here we are. You know how many youth pastors the first couple of years we were starting just, okay, guys, we got a band. They're really great. Give it up for... And then that look of panic comes across their face where they realize they don't remember the name. And they're like, 7th Street Southwest. I'm like, hey, that's the O'Neaters. Anyway.
If you had it to do over again, what do you think you would call the band?
Ryan and the Onslaught of Vernacular. I had a big argument with our drummer for probably 6 months where I wanted to change the name of the band to Formerly because it would be Formerly known as 10th Avenue North. And also, there's a verse in 1 Thessalonians that says we're formerly enslaved to things that were not God. So it would have a nice spiritual overtone. I even offered to pay his taxes that year if he would agree to change it, and he would not. He said it was too hard to say the word formerly.
Oh,
I go, it's easier than 10th Avenue North. But whatever.
It's only been 5 minutes, and this is already the best conversation I've had in a long time. Thank you for that.
Let's go. Oh, let's just see where this goes, bro. We got a wonderland ahead of us.
You've got to know that a Christmas tour with you guys is going to be something special. And sure enough, Decade the Halls is going to be an exploration of 100 years of popular Christmas music. How on earth did this come about, good sir?
It came as a joke. I sort of slipped out of my mouth like, yeah, you know, it's on Decade the Halls. And then, what? Deck the Halls? I go, deck, no, yeah, right, decade. And then, the light bulb went on in my head. I went, Decade the Halls? Decade the Halls? We could, Decade the Halls? What if we did a Christmas record where every song was from a different decade of music? And the guys went, oh, we can't do that. I go, yes, you can. Christmas music, there's no rules. You can use any kind of chord you want, any kind of melody you want. It's like the one time of the year where worship pastors have to learn like two minor chords on the guitar. Anyway, and I was like, Decade, we could do it. And then we did it. And then we decided to do a tour last year. And it's I've never felt more joy on stage than performing this concert. So I'm beyond myself excited.
Oh, man. Well, that's pretty special right there. If you're just tuning in.
Ryan, I have yes. 14 costume changes in this tour. That's just a little snapshot into what you're going to get yourself involved with.
If you're just tuning in right now, hearing this joyful man and thinking, boy, I know that voice from somewhere. Sure enough, it's Mike Donaghy, the lead singer of 10th Avenue North, the gentleman soon to embark on their Christmas tour called Decade the Halls, with stops including Iowa, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, and Minnesota. It is very likely you will have the chance to behold this for yourselves. So how on earth do you have the time? You're thinking about all your songs. You're thinking about remembering the words to your songs. You're thinking about everything that goes into a live show. And then you have to change your clothes 17 times. How does that even work?
I wanted to create a live experience that had all the passion of like a beautiful worship service, but then had all the pageantry and joy of like a children's Christmas pageant, you know? And then I wanted to time travel. And I was like, let's do it all. Let's do all that. So literally we did this tour last year, and the guy at one of the churches, he came to me afterward. 'Cause I mean, there's swing dancing. There's all these costs. I mean, wigs, you have no idea what you're about to behold. And the guy he came up to me. He's like, I had no idea. If I had known that I would have invited everyone I know. Like, that was unlike anything I've ever seen. I was like, praise the Lord, bro. Let's go.
I love that answer too, because, you know, you expect the first two things right there, and then the third thing, and then I wanted time travel, which, you know, of course, why not? Why wouldn't you want time travel? Tell me.
Marty McFly. Fire up the DeLorean, bro. 10 decades of music and song and joy.
Great Scott. Now tell us about the friends you'll be bringing along, okay? What's so special about Love and the Outcome, and then this new band, Land of Color, which is actually signed to your brand new label, right?
Come on now. Yeah, okay, so Love and the Outcome, Chris and Jody, we needed a group that would just be up for good fun, and they're already, sign me up, what do I got to do? And then Land of Color, yeah, man, we actually had to create our own label to do this Christmas record last year, because in our contract with our label, there wasn't an allowance for a Christmas record. So we went back to our label and said, could we create an imprint label under our label so that we could fund and put out our own Christmas record? And they said, sure. And then we realized, hey, we have this imprint label now. Does that mean we could sign a band to it? And they went, I guess so. And so I had these friends, and they had just given me this record, and it was the most inspiring worship music I have heard in 5 years. And I said, guys, we don't have any money, but, you know, you could come out on tour with us and stuff, and it'd be great. And they signed to our label, and their music just came out, and it's my favorite. It's all I'm listening to right now.
Oh. Well, you know, it sounds busy, just what we've been talking about with what you're going to be doing over Christmas, but you're fresh off the heels of releasing brand new music too, and your EP, The Things We've Been Afraid to Say. And you say that the heart for this really began in Luke 6, right? With a conversation that Jesus has with the Pharisees about popularity and about truth. Can you take us inside that, and then why it became so meaningful for you?
Yeah, okay. So when you make music, popular music, part of the deal is you have to make music that people want to buy or listen to, or you can't do it as a job. So that's like a tension point, right? Because we're always going, well, we want to talk about what's on our hearts, but we need it to have a commercial value, or we won't be able to keep doing this, you know? But I was reading through Luke 6, and I was actually reading in The Message at this moment. And in Luke 6, Eugene Peterson sums up what Jesus is saying as saying to the Pharisees, hey, you guys, You guys thought your job was to be popular. It's not. Your job is to tell the truth. And I realized that there were some songs that we had already written or wanted to write that we were afraid to put out because we thought, oh, people aren't going to want to buy this. Mm-hmm. This content is like, it's awkward or it's weird or maybe it's just sort of taboo. And I realized, man, if we only release music that we know people, like if we only release parts of the truth that we know people want to buy, then maybe we're not completely telling the truth. Maybe we're just selling the truth.
Wow.
And I wanted to not just worry about selling it. I wanted to tell even maybe some of the hard truths.
Wow, that's pretty cool stuff. Mike Donahue is here, the lead singer of 10th Avenue North, the gentleman soon to embark on their Christmas tour called Decade the Halls. Stops including Iowa, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, and Minnesota. The lead single, Afraid, has really been taking radio by storm these past several months. The heart of this song couldn't be more relevant, man, to so many of our daily struggles, including my own, just to be real with you. Here's just a few lines that really grab you. When the world shakes, feel my heart race. When the voices start again, or the panic's creeping in, who will I listen to? Fear never told the truth, so I'll wait on you tonight. Worry's only wasted time. Why that message, my friend, and why now?
The most repeated command in Scripture is, do not be afraid, which appears 365 times. Hello, like God's trying to tell us something.
Mm.
And every day we hear about, you know, we started writing that song the day after the Paris bombings a couple years ago. And, I mean, almost every day we hear about another shooting. We hear about another terrible thing. I mean, the news breeds on fear. And we were careful. I don't know. Most people won't even realize why this matters, but we didn't say, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be afraid. It's because we wanted to be honest. Yeah. And when I take what God says, don't be afraid, but then I bring my heart into the equation, I'm like, God, I agree with you, but I don't want to be afraid. And then the second half of the chorus is, I'm safe in your love. So it's sort of this, like, I'm talking myself into believing what God says, as opposed to just like, yeah, God, I'm not going to be scared, you know?
Oh, that makes so much sense. You see that in the Psalms and the Proverbs too. You know, why am I downcast, right? It's not, I won't be downcast. It's why am I downcast? Why am I discouraged? So that's beautiful stuff.
Half the time in the Psalms, David sounds like a over-emotional drama queen. You know what I mean? It's really helpful, you know, that we can bring that sort of raw honesty to the Lord.
Oh, it's so true. So true. Well, you know, one of the reasons that so many of us love your music to the degree that we do, you have fun. You know, there's so much joy. There's reality. But then you paint pictures so well too, man. I mean, you have a love for words that really shows up in the songs. And just to illustrate, I remember fondly a conversation with you about the word amalgamation, which may have lasted most of an interview some years ago. But when you're writing, can you take us inside that process just a bit? Do ideas and phrases generally come to you as bolts of lightning or gentle drizzle or maybe everything in between?
Bolts of lightning, gentle drizzle, avalanche of emotion, little shrubs growing up amidst the desert floor.
Mm.
You know, they're all kinds. You know, some songs, they're very lyrically defined, you know. So a song like You Are More or a song like Worn. I remember I came into the writing session going, we need to write a song called Worn today because my wife and I just had two kids and we were saying it every morning. I'm worn out. I'm worn out. I'm worn out. So some songs, they start with a lyric, you know, but then some songs they start music first and there's just a piano riff or a guitar and you just, oh, I remember we wrote this song called Don't Stop the Madness, which is a really strange kind of a song, but it started with this piano line, this drum part that our drummer was playing, and I just started going, and I was like, ooh, and I just randomly saying "Don't Stop the Madness." And I went, that's interesting. What could that be about? So sometimes the songs you feel, I've heard it said by a couple people, but it feels like excavating, or like you're on an archaeological dig and you find this bone and you go, oh, where is this going to lead us? And you just start pushing back the dirt and you're like, ooh, and then you start going over here. And you go, oh, nope, that's not the skeleton. And you go the other way. And it sometimes it feels like the song has always been there and you're just sort of uncovering it.
Wow. That's fascinating. Thanks for the look inside that.
Oh, yeah.
You've talked about this EP saying it's a collection of songs that say we don't have it figured out and we're not exactly sure where we are sometimes. I love the honesty. How does that play out in what you've written and in what you've put on this record?
One of my, for those that are listening and you're interested in the songwriting process, there's a great verse in Psalm 49:4 where the psalmist says, I incline my ear to wisdom, and with the music of the lyre, I will solve my riddle. And so the songwriting process, he says there, is I listen to what God says, and then I look in my heart, and I realize they're not in tune with each other. So the songwriting, I'm going to pick up my guitar, and I'm going to let God unriddle me, if that makes sense.
Wow.
And but the problem is, a lot of times, what we give people, the finished product, is, and here's me being unriddled and having it figured out, and here's the song.
Right.
Where these songs are a little clearer picture of the process. So there's a little bit more of the unriddling process in these songs. I'm not saying that what I feel is true, but I'm trying to like give you a little more clarity of what I actually feel that maybe is not in line with God or should be, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah, it absolutely does. Mike Donaghy with us on the road today, lead singer of 10th Avenue North. The gentleman soon embarking on their Christmas tour, Decade the Halls. Stops including Iowa, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, and Minnesota. There was an extremely cool piece in Billboard magazine on you guys in recent days, and this really segues well with what you were just saying. But you tell the story of talking with your fellow bandmates about the idea for the song Covenant on the EP, and their response to your thoughts is basically, that's cool, but no one will ever listen to it. What made you carry on with that song specifically?
Honestly, so that song's about marriage and about how a lot of people I found in the church aren't prepared for marriage. Because they think, I'm going to find this perfect person, they're going to descend from heaven on a white horse, and they're going to have this glowing aura around them, and the Lord will say, this is the one that I have for you. And it's just going to be easy and perfect and wonderful their whole marriage long. And the reality is I found, even 10 years into marriage, I'm overwhelmed by how many of my own friends have walked away from their marriages. And over and over and over, it's not like anything somebody did. There wasn't some affair. There wasn't even like abuse or anything. It's literally they go, well, I met this other person and I felt this spark with them. And so I got to be true to what I feel. And I wish that God turned off all our being able to be attracted to other people.
Mm-hmm.
I was having this conversation with God. I was like, God, why would you let people still be attracted to other people? Would you please just turn that off in me? Like, don't even let me be able to notice other women. And God answered me and he says, no. I go, what? Why not, God? And he goes, because then you won't get to love your wife. I said, what do you mean? He said, love is sacrifice. Love is a choice. Love is like choosing the good for the other person. And if I just turn that off in you, then you don't get to experience the beauty of what it actually means to love someone. And the one of the big things I really wish we did a better job of is acknowledging that what you feel isn't right or wrong most of the time. What you do with what you feel is right or wrong. Right?
Wow.
Like, and I get that from Jesus. I mean, he's the Son of God, and he was tempted. So that means if I'm tempted to whatever, 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 mm-hmm. guess what? I haven't sinned yet.
Wow.
You know?
So true. Absolutely. Well, along with the theme of love, which infuses so much of what you do, another track is called Love Anyway on the EP. Really captures your ear, too. A simple but central lyric. We're known for who we're against, but who are we for? What are you conveying there, my friend?
I am conveying one thing people don't realize is that if you become a Christian, you're no longer allowed to have a us versus them mentality.
Whoa.
You're not allowed to have enemies. Did you know that?
Oh my goodness, man.
Paul says we do not battle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That means whether you vote differently than me, whether you think differently than me, whether you believe differently than me, no person is allowed to be my enemy. That's right. I said it. Bring it. What you got? And people will go, well, James says that those who love the world are enemies of God. Yeah, they made themselves enemies of God, but that doesn't mean I get to make them my enemy. Last I checked, there's lots of things God gets to do that I don't get to do.
Correct. Wow. Well,
yeah, bro. So that, I guess that one, my family, I got a big family, and we mm-hmm. all disagree politically, largely, on a vast number of topics.
Yeah.
And last Christmas, they all came to my house in Nashville, and we had the biggest fight over Christmas dinner about, I don't even know what it was about, but it was some political policy. And I walked away going, guys, I just don't think our life was meant to be bound up in policy. And last I checked, at the end of the day, before I'm supposed to convince you or win an argument with you, I'm supposed to love you. And that's been really freeing, even when, like, people send me mean messages on my Instagram all the time of they disagree with certain life choices I make or whatever it is. And it's been really freeing of realizing that Jesus only requires me to speak the truth in love. He doesn't require me to win any arguments with people. And that's wow. like really freeing.
Wow. Well, this has been an absolute treat. I know you're a super busy guy. I want to let you get back to that.
Super busy.
I know.
I'm doing lots of stuff right now.
It is always such a joy to talk with you, sir. We don't want to go anywhere.
Thanks,
Ryan. Oh, thank you. We don't want to go anywhere, though, without allowing people to know if they want to learn more about the grandeur that you represent and more about the tour, sir, and maybe snag a ticket. Where can they go?
Well, the easiest is 10thAvenueNorth.com. Spell it all out. Or, you know, Facebook, Instagrams, just go into your old Google, type in 10th Avenue North and just see what happens. It's going to be a whole vast array of information readily available at your fingertips.
Sir, there is no treat like the treat of talking with you. Thank you so much, Mike, for your time and for doing what you do, man. You're one of a kind. God bless you.
Thanks, Ryan. Love you, bud.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.
Afraid.
I don't have to be afraid anymore. Oh.